And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in downtown Coffeyville. And joining us in studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Denise York and Peggy Still. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, Kyle. It's great to be here.
Morning, Kyle.
It's good to have you guys here. And we're going to go ahead and start with you, Denise. Of course, a few things that you guys are up to with the Midland right now having their raffle going on right now, correct?
We are. We're having a raffle for a birdhouse that is in the shape of the Midland. So that's ongoing. We've got tickets for sale, $1 a chance. You can get them at the Chamber, Coffeyville's Reawakening, or any one of the Midland board members would be able. And I think we're drawing that on October 30th.
Ooh. So it's, can the board members buy tickets too, or are we... We're not allowed to do that.
Board members should be selling tickets.
We are, of course.
You can buy as many as you want.
Can we sell them to ourselves? I guess that's
absolutely
my question.
We'll take it any way we can get it. So.
Okay.
And then, you know, we canceled Spooktacular.
Right.
So we don't have that going on anymore.
Bummer on that.
But I did want to call out Cedar Bluff Camp. They have a Night of Fright going on, and it's their fundraiser. So they'll be open, I think, this Friday and Saturday night?
Yeah, this Friday and Saturday and next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so since it's outside, you know, with the COVID and everything, you know, trying to social distance, that would be an alternative. We're really disappointed about Spooktacular downtown.
But that's a great alternative. Everybody should go to that. I mean, that's big if people haven't been to it.
Well, if you like spook houses, which some of us, you know, we're not fans. But
right.
Anyway, so. And then Coffeyville Together numbers. I wanted to give everybody an update on those. So our gift certificate count right now is at 832 and for a total of $43,740. So the total contributions is $87,480. So we're kind of lagging behind that goal that we were setting. But with the Christmas season coming up, I think there's going to be opportunity, you know, for everybody to get in there and get their gift certificates. I know there's been talk about a couple of additions there for like the holiday open house. But we'll work through that one.
That's really exciting, though. I mean, it's going to go through Christmas and everything, so we get to count that, right?
Yep.
Great.
There we go.
Well,
so far as
we know, I mean,
yeah.
CACF, they have
all the way up to $50,000, I think. Yeah, that's
I think once the Christmas shopping starts ramping up, I think it'll start spiking pretty good.
You bet.
Right. It's just an easy way to do things, so... And then downtown, I wanted to give an update on the Christmas on the Plaza we've been working on. We've got a meeting today, so that's really coming along. There's a lot of exciting things going on with that one. We're getting ready to, I think, our Facebook page and flyers should be out by the end of this week. And we're trying to locate vendors for the pop-up shops, entertainers like choirs or duos that might want to sing or get a chance to entertain on the Plaza. We'll be reaching out to the restaurants downtown and food trucks to, you know, be open on those nights.
Kyle, this is your chance to do some of your imitations. You can go downtown and you can be on stage.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I'll mark you down.
There's my only imitation right there. I mean, I kind of do Kermit the Frog. I can kind of... I'm Kermit the Frog. How's everybody doing out there today?
Ooh, see?
So.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. I think we need to run that past the committee.
So, we have to vote on that one,
we
Kyle.
Do. So, you know, restaurants and food trucks. Candlelight tours, we're working on getting these online reservations done. That's going to help us do the social distancing at the Brown Mansion. So there will be hours that you can pick what hours you want to go. So if you've got a family reunion in town on any of these days and you want the mansion to yourself, go in and buy, you know, reserve all the spaces and it'll be yours.
Plus, you'll know exactly how many people to expect since you'd have an accurate count on that.
Exactly. And then coming in, like if we've got the time planned, we can clear everyone out at a certain time and then wipe down everything that we need to. So, you know, we're taking a lot of precautions on that one. We don't want to, you know, contribute to this, but, you know.
But life has to go on. I mean, we have to. You know, we can't just stay in our houses forever.
Right.
We just have to be cautious and be smart.
Yeah, and try to do the best that we can.
You bet.
And then we've got, you know, the tree lighting, kind of looking at that maybe at a different time. So we'll have more to more on that one coming.
But we're going to own Christmas, right?
We're going to try.
I mean, no matter what, we are going to do it. We are there. No matter what, we're going to figure out ways, and we are going to own Christmas one way or another.
Absolutely.
If it's people in cars, or if it's walking, or if it's going in stores, we are going to own Christmas in Coffeyville, Kansas.
That's what we're working on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Peggy. Yes.
You are welcome. We're excited about it.
Yeah. So, you know, and that with the pop-up shops, we hope to have enough space to where we can just put one or two, scatter them downtown to where there won't be a crowd of people, you know. But it'll give you alternatives than going to a mall in Tulsa or getting,
right,
you
know, hot cocoa working. And peppermint schnapps,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay, good.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Send that to the committee also.
Oh, dear. That committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last thing I have is I wanted to, you know, to call out and let the city know how much we appreciate with the fire that was downtown on Sunday mm-hmm. night. You know, the first responders, the electric company, the CBR was there with their crew, Deering and South Coffeyville Volunteer Fire Department, of course, our fire department, and the police department, so...
Yeah, team effort. I was coming back from Wichita, and I got a message about the fire in downtown Coffeyville. Pulled over and looked at the, I guess it was a KGGF, or maybe it was a journal. I can't remember. It was one of the websites, and boy, it scared me. It looked like it was right at Coffeyville's Reawakening headquarters.
Kind of scared us, too, because we got
the call
that it was, you know,
well, all
in
these buildings right together. I mean, it's pretty scary. But
yeah, the physical therapy building and the Coffeyville's Reawakening office. You said you guys, that's both of y'all's, basically. But it was literally next door at Chick's pool hall. So, you guys did sustain a little bit of fire or smoke damage, did you not?
It's smoke and soot, no fire or water damage. And then on the other side of Chick's, there's two now. Something like that can. We're just lucky that the whole block is standing today. I mean,
That's right.
Could have been really bad, but Chick's is still standing. I don't know what the damage is in there, if they're going to be able to repair it, and get it back up. But we cannot have another parking lot in downtown Coffeyville.
Right.
We need to do what we can to protect our buildings. And I know Mark and the city are working really hard on, you know, some ordinances and things that we suggested to them about a year or so ago. And hopefully we can get some of those in place. And
you know, it's that whole thing around downtown parking lots or vacant lots or whatever. And that's one of the things we're working on with our community gardens, because we've got great news. We just had a wonderful donation. It'll be in the press on the east side. And we are going to have an east side community garden and park in the 400 block on 9th Street. And Joby Morgan, who's our director of the whole program, is going to be in charge of that and be putting that together in the next year. And one of the things that Joby's done is she was really involved in Oklahoma before she moved here, and very involved in the youth programs and putting together amazing experiential education and hands-on things for kids. And that, and she's like the Pied Piper. Kids follow her anywhere. And then her partner redoes custom cars, and so it's not just boys, but it's boys and girls love it when they go over to her garden and they get to see some of the cars and things that are being redone. We always joke around and say we're going to have a program called Carrots and Cars because of the gardening and the cars. So anyway, we're really excited because as of next year, we're going to have five locations. The Martin Street location, where we have the greenhouse bedding. We have things all year round. I mean, right now, we've worked out an agreement with a Sunflower Restaurant, and we're supplying kale and fresh vegetables there. We're working in the future with the local florists, so we're not in competition with them as we build our Willow Street flower market. And we're going to have hopefully a three-lot flower market. We're going to have sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds, and we're going to work in tandem with our businesses. We're going to have the 9th Street Orchard and Park that we have right now, the 9th Street Garden, and then the East Street location. So we're going to be in four neighborhoods by next year, which is just amazing considering this whole thing just started last year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So going to be all over the place, beautifying Coffeyville one lot at a time.
Well, and you know what was really exciting? When we had this donation of the lots on the east side, we discovered that park and garden will be right behind our house that won the Porchology contest on the east side.
That,
so those neighbors were really happy. Very cool. Very cool. And go ahead.
And I was about to say, and just speaking of Porchology, of course, you know, what's happening with that as of right now?
Well, you know, we are finishing it up. And next week we'll give out the addresses because we should be all but finished. We had one little blip. One of our four winners, the couple, did contract COVID. And they're over it now. But they were people who were doing a lot of their own work. And we supplied the materials because it was a very, very extensive project to a beautiful home on South Walnut. And very, very talented carpenters and builders. But they couldn't work for a couple weeks. So now they're back at it. And we will have that porch done. And our goal is to have everything done by Halloween.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yep.
So, again, if you can have, I don't know if you have, do you have the addresses?
Well, we're not giving out the addresses until we're finished now because we want people to see the finished product. So, next week we will have the addresses.
Right.
We had a lot of people driving by and honking and waving and some people stopping. And so, we've decided that until they're finished, we're going to hold on to those addresses. But people, for the most part, know where they are and they see the signs in front of the yard. But next week we'll give out the specific addresses.
All right. And are there any more plans to spread the neighborhood revitalization throughout town?
Well, you know, we want to revitalize it and revitalize it.
Yeah,
both.
I can't say
and
it
that's
right.
what we're doing. No,
revitalize.
We want to do both. That's good. That's really good. Yeah. And next year, we're going to really look at taking this Porchology and helping people think through curb appeal, beautification, where they can get discounts at our local businesses, and how to really do things on the cheap if they want to do their own work. So we're looking at all kinds of plans to help people just get out and clean things up and make them look better.
Absolutely. So, again, we're talking to Denise York and Peggy Still with Coffeyville's Reawakening. And, you know, youth programs are great for the gardens. And what are they actually growing? What are the youth actually growing at the gardens?
Well, excuse me, they start in the greenhouse and they start with bedding and they really understand the whole profound idea of planting a seed and have something grow. And so the greenhouse allows them to start earlier in the year. And Joby is in charge of all of that. And so they grow everything. I mean, we have everything from the standard things like cucumbers, peppers, and tomatoes, but fresh kale. I mean, you should see the fresh kale that Sunflower Cafe has, and they make their kale salad. And you can literally just take a piece of it and eat it, and it's sweet and it's wonderful. They have all kinds of things, specialty things like, have you ever seen purple green beans?
I have not seen purple
green
beans.
Well, they are sweet and they're wonderful, as well as the standard green beans, carrots, onions, potatoes, you name it, we have it. And so we're looking at the program next year where we're going to be selling 15 subscriptions for biweekly baskets, and that's going to actually finance our youth program. We're setting up a booth right now at the Sunflower Cafe and Restaurant to let people know more details on it. But we're really excited about that. It's a typical way that these community gardens support their youth program, and there'll be a limited number on a first-come, first-served basis. So there's more details coming about that.
All right. So great stuff going on. Peggy, I'm going to come back to you. Denise, I'm going to come back to you real quick. Any update on the Union Pacific Pocket Park as of right now?
We are still waiting on the approval from Union Pacific on the archway design, but we're ready to roll with it. They've got the design and looking at it as we speak.
And hopefully approved very soon. That way you guys can get started on that. And it's definitely going to be a very exciting new addition downtown to
beautify it. Hopefully
we'll
be done, ready to go and dedicate in July of next year.
There we go. So it's going to be another great project being put downtown. I did see did you show what you showed me last time, one of the one times you're here, was that the final design?
So that's a design concept.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know if that was the final one you guys had decided on, or
it's what we sent up to UP. We're kind of waiting on them to give us their feedback.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
So
whether they like it or not, I mean, we're open to whatever. If they'd like us to change it. But
I mean, that whole concept of little parks throughout the town, sometimes it's hard for people to understand because they look at that little plot of grass and they go, what? But boy, when you start to have a town and you look at the larger cities and they use every little bit of green space for parks and gathering places, and it becomes an amazing experience to come downtown and see the art and the little parks and the fountains. So that's part of the goal. So we have a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we really can't talk about right now because they're not finalized.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we have some things like the parks, the art, all the kinds of things that we're doing, the things with the Midland and the gardens that people can see and appreciate. So we have a lot going on. And then we're going to own Christmas.
There we go. Christmas. That is going to be the slogan this year. Own Christmas.
And what I wanted to say about the park, so it doesn't always have to be green space because, you know, we've got plans for the parking area. I mean, you can always do farmers markets. You can do types of tournaments, pickleball and things on the cement too. So we want to encompass everything and kind of include that. And
can you do pickleball on cement? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a tennis court.
Yeah,
you know, I've never seen pickleball. Everybody talks about it here.
You need to get with Dr. Gillis.
I do. That's right.
Or go out to Coffeeville Recreation Commission.
They have
the openings every day. Apparently, there's some that play just kind of casually, but then there's also like a real competitive league where people really get into it. So
I think I've heard of the more competitive people.
If I'm going to be in competition, I want to get paid for it.
Well. They travel for tournaments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, I thank you so much for coming in today. If anybody wants to get a hold of you guys, how can they get a hold of you?
There's always
Coffeeville's Reawakening. Yes. I love Coffeeville.
ILoveCoffeeville.com. The flyers that we have out for the Christmas on the Plaza, it's got my phone number on it and everything, so feel free.
And we
have
a little booth at the Sunflower Cafe that there'll be flyers at around our community garden and the youth project. That's really an important piece of what we're doing.
Multiple ways
to get hold of you guys.
That's right.
So, all right, well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Kyle. You too.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.